Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each of you on tonight, and we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you here tonight with open arms, with an open heart, with open spirit on tonight. We welcome you, people of God. We just welcome you, each and every one of you. All of our international listeners, as always, we want to thank God for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming out to be a part of these services. As always, people of God, listen. Our testimony is truly the Lord is done, has done us well. And we're so grateful for all that he's done. We're so grateful, people of God, listen. As always, had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? I want you to take a moment, and I want you to think about that. Where would you be had the Lord not been on your side? Amen. Glory be to God. We can know, people of God, that because we're under surveillance of the enemy, our lives could have been utterly ruined. Thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. We thank him for his loving kindness on tonight. Truly, God is good to us. He's good to you, too. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank God for all of our listeners here in the state, those that are listening. Glory to God. Those that are listening in the aisles of the sea, those that are listening from all of the four corners of the earth. We just thank God for you. For whatever time this broadcast is resting upon your ears, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for coming out to be with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, and we don't want to be selfish. People of God, go ahead and invite someone to come now. Invite someone to come out and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. God is good to us. And listen, we want to spread the word. We just want to spread the word. Glory be to God. We want to spread it, amen, as far as we can, as far as our voice can go, as far as our wireless connection can go. We just want to spread the word. Glory be to God. Let us spread tonight, amen. So if you would, go ahead and take a moment and invite someone to come out and be with you. Invite, invite, invite someone to be with you. People of God, we just want to let you know that, as always, this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We'll give you two numbers. You can text those numbers, and people of God, you can get what you want. Amen. All of our services are recorded. So if not this service, if there's another service in particular that you would like to have, If you can remember the title or remember the speaker, you can let us know, and we'll get that copy for you. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. Go ahead, people of God, get settled in. Go ahead and get your Bibles, get your paper, get your pen, your laptop, your tablet, whatever you need. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it, people of God, because there is a word from the Lord on tonight, and we want you to get it. We don't want you to miss it. Yes, go ahead and get whatever you need to take your notes. And as you're getting them, people of God, go ahead again and invite somebody to come. Invite some unassuming person, some person that you would think, nah, they won't come. Listen, the very person that you think won't come will come. So don't be limited. Don't be limited in your invites. Invite as many as you can. And we just bless the Lord tonight again. We bless him. We glorify him. While you're doing that, while you're getting settled in, while you're inviting, while you're calling up someone, we just want to give thanks. I want to give thanks to my leaders on tonight and certainly to your leaders, people of God, each of you respectively, because this is a global network. So we honor the Lord on tonight, our Savior Jesus Christ. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God. We bless him. Oh, my God. We bless him tonight. We bless him tonight. And every night we just bless the Lord, for the Lord is so good unto us. We want to thank God tonight for our founding father, amen, of the ministry, EPC, Evangelist Pentecostal Churches. Thanking the Lord tonight for none other than the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Want to thank God for him for plowing the ground, for charting the way. We thank the Lord for him. Want to thank God tonight for Mother James and the First Family. Thanking God for them always, praying their strength in the Lord. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for our senior apostle, none other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him and for Lady Huggins James in the hour of life there in Trinidad. We just want to give God thanks. We give God praise for them. Fighting Bishop K.A. Tina, and for Lady Tina, glory to God, there of Lighthouse EPC in Gainesville, Florida. Thanking them tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., glory to God, Shepherd Mother Taylor, residing there in Albany, Georgia. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of our PNN advisors. Just want to thank God for them on tonight. Want to glorify the Lord for them, for their respective place that they hold a part of this outreach ministry. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight. Thanking them for our prayer warriors. Thanking them tonight for our scripture readers. Listen, people of God, we just want to thank God for you. You. We thank the Lord for you. Thank you for coming out always. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern. Thank you on tonight. Glory to God for just keeping PNN before the Lord. We thank you on tonight for doing that. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank him, thank him, thank him, people of God. We're just always so grateful when we come together. When we come together, we're expecting something to happen. We're expecting miracles. We're expecting signs and wonders. Amen. Glory be to God. We're expecting all of that and then some. Amen. Glory to God. So, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, 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 people of God. Invite, invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we bless the Lord for you, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you and for what the Lord is doing in your lives. We're thanking him tonight for growth and development. We're thanking him tonight for truly Christ being formed in you. We're thanking him for this journey. We're thanking him for this plan. We're thanking him for charting this course. We're thanking him for guiding our steps. We're thanking him tonight for making every crooked place straight. We're thanking him tonight for just giving us the desires of our heart. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him. We thank him on tonight. Again, go ahead, people of God, and invite a couple of people to come and be out with you. Glory to God. We're going to move expeditiously tonight because we want to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight. Glory be to God, because truly, people of God, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. So if you will, on tonight, while our listeners are continuing to come in, if you will, go ahead, people of God, amen, and bring your heart in and bring your spirit in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in on tonight. Bring your heart in, bring your spirit in on tonight. Glory to God. Bring them in. Hallelujah. That sacred place, bring them in on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring them in, people of God. Hallelujah. Settle yourself. Glory to God. Bring your spirit in on tonight. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the song tonight says, bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, bless his holy. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God, let us bless him tonight. Glory to God. Come on, let's love on him tonight. Let's love on him tonight. Let's love on our Father tonight. Let's love on him tonight, for he's a loving Father. Glory to God. Just tell him something sweet tonight. Tell him something good tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let your heart, let your spirit rise up on tonight and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him tonight. Come on and bless him tonight. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Glory to God. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy tonight. Glory to God. And we come to bless his name. We come to bless his name on tonight in expectancy. In expectancy for what God will do on tonight. We come to bless his name. Glory to God. We come to bless him. We come to bless him tonight. Hey, hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We're blessing you on tonight. We're blessing you on tonight. Glory to God with all that is within us. We come to bless your name on tonight. We come to tell you thank you, Lord. We come to tell you thank you. Thank you for your goodness. We come to tell you thank you, Lord. We come to tell you thank you for keeping us another day. We come to tell you thank you, Lord. We come to tell you thank you. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for keeping our minds. Thank you for keeping our hearts. We thank you today. We're thanking you for soundness of mind. We're thanking you on today. We're glorifying you, oh God. We're glorifying you today, oh God, for all of your goodness towards your people. We glorify you today. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for opportunity. We thank you for another chance. We're thanking you, oh God, that you said by your word that we could come boldly before your throne of grace on today. And Father, as we come today, oh glory to your name, from nation to nation, from city to state, oh God, from state to state, we're coming on tonight. We're asking you, oh God, asking you to forgive us of our sin, Father, every sin on tonight. Glory to God, presumptuous sin on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us of our tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, forgive us tonight. Forgive us and cleanse us tonight. Forgive us and purge us tonight. Forgive us and sanctify us tonight. In that precious name, oh God, in that precious name, glory to God. Do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're asking that you will look upon this line. Look upon this people now. Glory to God. Father, from region to region, we're asking that you look upon this line in that precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And we say on tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Glory to your name. Thy kingdom come tonight. Father, thy will be done in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're coming on tonight. We're assembling ourselves on tonight. Father, name by name, we're assembling ourselves on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming as sons of God on tonight. We're coming on tonight. Father, we're coming in your name on tonight. In the precious name, Jesus, we come. Glory to God. From the four corners of the earth we come. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory be to God. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to move in the midst of us. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to move. In thy precious name, Jesus. Oh God, we come tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we come. Hey, God, he's a little more say. In thy precious name, as the redeemed on tonight. We're coming, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fire in our hands, fire in our feet, fire in our mouths. We come in the precious name, oh God. We come on tonight, glory be to God, asking that you will move now. Father, move. Hey, God, move. Oh, God, move for your people. Move on your people tonight. And we come against on tonight. Glory be to God, the works of the wicked on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, every word tonight, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. Father, we come on tonight, oh God, higher than the Lord, singer, asking you to move by your spirit, move by your anointing on tonight, in every which way. Hey God, we come tonight, glory be to your name. Father, we come on tonight, yeah, God, coming against every distraction of the enemy tonight. That will cause your people not to hear. Oh, God, but we come tonight and we pull down distractions. We pull down strongholds. Oh, God, are you? In the name of Jesus. Hey, God, we pull down distractions tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you move, God. We're asking that you heed, God. Oh, God, bow down your ear. Oh, God, to your people tonight. Bow down thine ear, oh, God. Bow down. Hey, global, say, God. And hear the petition. Hear the cries of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking that you will do a new thing. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, move. Oh God, break the yokes of the wicked. Break the yokes of the enemy tonight. Father, set every captive free in the name of Jesus. Free tonight. Free your people tonight. Free in the mind. Free in the soul. Free in the spirit on tonight. Cause your peace, oh God, to rest upon your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. We're asking that you would move in great measure. Oh God, even in the arms of the sea. We're asking that you would move in great measure. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Yes, yeah, shake a little higher. Yeah, God, higher than the level of hosts. Yeah. tonight. Cause there to be lifting tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift your people tonight. Lift your people tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for moving in government on tonight. Thank you for moving, glory to God. Cause them to know, oh God, the heads are full. God, cause them to know that you're yet in control. Cause them to know, oh God, oh say God, that the government rests on your shoulder. Cause them to know, oh God, nothing, oh God, can take place except you would allow it. And Father, we thank you tonight. We're looking unto you, for you're the author and the finisher of our faith. And we give you praise. We give you glory tonight. Thank you for moving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Thank you for bless your heart. Thank you. We bless you tonight. Oh, Father, for everything that concerns us, concerns you tonight. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for touching our bodies tonight. Thank you for touching, glory to God, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. We thank you tonight. Thank you for moving by your anointing. We thank you. We bless you. Haya. We thank you tonight, oh God, for nothing can hold us fast. But we thank you for your precious Holy Ghost tonight. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. Oh, tonight we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, and we call under arrest tonight. Yeah, God, everything that's not like thee, everything that's not of thee, we call it under arrest tonight. We call it under Holy Ghost arrest on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you for strength. We thank you for healing. We're thanking you for your righteousness. Father, we thank you for your peace tonight. We're thanking you for covering your people tonight. Oh, God, even under your wings, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hey, thank you tonight. Oh, God, for our hope and our trust is in you. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory tonight. Your matchless name. Your matchless name. Father, for every name has to bow at your name. And for this, we give you praise. We exalt you. We exalt your name on tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Haya Shebabo. Haya Dadabaha. Father, now bless your speaker tonight. Bless your woman servant. Bless tonight. Strengthen tonight, we pray. Strengthen tonight, oh God, for this anointing. We pray, glory to God, and we say, have your way. Father, send your word on tonight. Let it have free course, oh God. Let your word have free course on tonight. Father, we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus, and we thank you for your word. Thank you for your prepared word, precious Holy Ghost. Thank you for your spirit, oh God. Thank you for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Father, we glorify you now. We thank you for what you're about to do, which is already done. We glorify you, Master. We're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this, Father, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For each and every one here on tonight, each and every one that has assembled themselves, we thank you for moving by your power. Thank you for moving by your anointing in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every heart tonight. Say amen. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful tonight. Glory to God. And at this time, we want to make ready. Glory to God for our scripture reading on tonight. Glory to God. We want to ask Sister Mary Hollins that she will come forth now with our scripture reading tonight.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. The word live in Ephesians 4:17. You must no longer live as the Gentiles do. It's a key word in Ephesians, especially in chapter 4-6. It is a translation of the Greek word peripatheia. Literally, the word means to walk, to tread all around. Figuratively speaking, what is through is one's conduct or manner of living. Ephesians 2 speaks of the before Christ manner of life of believers in Jesus. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sin in which you used to live. As believers in Jesus, our lives are to match our calling. Paul's positive encouragement continues, walking the way of love just as Christ loved us. So you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, and be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding dark and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to with all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learnt Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off considering the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lies, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I read to you the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 17th through the 32nd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Thank you for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let us put on Christ. Let us put on Christ, people of God. God bless you tonight for the reading of the word. We are, amen, Jesus, as we prepare, glory to God, for our speaker tonight. Again, people of God, want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. There is a word from the Lord, and we're ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. Listen, as she said, let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we are again going over to Banks, Alabama. We're grateful for the Lord, for the vessel that he's chosen for tonight. She was with us last night. Amen. She has a standing schedule with the PNN for Sunday and Monday nights. So we thank God for her, for yielding herself and her time to come and speak to the people of God what thus saith the Lord. By way of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, people of God, we want you to receive God's messenger, his speaker tonight. Glory to God. For the nations, we want you to receive prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Good night. Good night. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that is with me. Bless his holy name tonight. Glory be to God. This is a great night or a great day to be alive. Bless his name. We are in crucial times, people of God. We are in critical times. We are in the time of the end. There is no doubt as we look around that we are in the time of the end. Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight for your word, for what you're about to say, God. We want to thank you tonight, God, as we look to you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Who, Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith? God, back me on the side. Let your voice be heard tonight. Father, I do give you praise in the name of Jesus, for I am not worthy tonight. It's you, God, that decided to call my name. It's you that have decided, God, to handpick me for this time and this season, and I submit to your will. I submit to your plans for my life, God. Cover this line with the blood of Jesus against every attack, every, God, witch or warlock, any hindrance tonight, any distraction tonight. We declare that the blood of Jesus has the power to defeat anything that is not like you. We declare that the word of God will go forth with clarity, oh God, and understanding. And God, that we would be changed by the renewing of our minds through your word. And that your word, God, would cause us to go on another level on tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless his name. Tonight, before I go into the word, I came across this and I thought to share this with you. Because it just broke my heart, and, you know, I was praying, and you know, I felt the presence of the Lord to see the times that we're living in, the evil that is upon the face of the earth. I'm just going to read it before I go into the message, but it says, and maybe some of you have heard it, I don't know, but I'm just seeing it for the first time, and some of you probably haven't heard it, but it says the United States has confirmed that all countries in the world, in order to establish good relationship with the great powers, must accept same-sex marriage, woman to woman or man to man. Germany has signed a law that declares that there is no more incest. That is to say, brother and sister can get married, mom and son, dad and daughter, etc. The city of Miami now proclaims the city of purchase of public sex. That means on the way to church, at the mosque, at the market, at the football field, if you need sex, you can enjoy it at any time without problems. Canada has allowed bestiality, sex with animals. In Spain, pornographic films are allowed in high schools and universities. The authorization of the prostitution of minors is given. Marge Luker states that any young girl at the age of 10 who feels sexual pleasure, no one should defend her from finding out how a body works. Finally, the United States allowed the satanic churches to be opened publicly. Dear brothers and sisters, the end is near. The departure of glory is at hand. And so you have scriptures like Romans chapter 1 from the 18th verse. You have Leviticus chapter 18. You have scriptures that is talking about all of this. This is no surprise. But when we find that there are laws being made to protect these sinful nature, these disgusting things, then we know. But we got to know today that this is not just in the world. This type of spirit is in the house of God. We have people that said that they are people of God are dealing with these spirits. These are demonic forces. And so we've got to pray like never before. Bless his name. And so tonight we're going to go back into the eagle. And we learn how the eagle wings, how massive it is, even though it seems to be hollowed, even though it seems of no great value. But because God says that he will mount you up on the wings like eagle, and hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight, and hallelujah, who those of you who are here on last night, I want to welcome you before I go any further. Welcome once again, and I give God the praise and the glory tonight for the PNN prayer line, for Minister Evangelist Bradley, the prayer warriors and advisors, and my pastor, Pastor Lindsay, tonight, and all of you wonderful people. I greet you tonight in the name of Jesus. But God in this hour is saying it's time to come up higher. Bless his name. God is saying he wants us to have an attitude of an eagle, to soar like an eagle, bless his name. And I went over some of it, but I'm going to go up a little further and reiterate some of what I spoke on last night that the Lord wants us to hear, bless his name, and to understand how serious it is. Not hallelujah tonight, yes, God, Jesus, help me tonight. Not only for us to just sort of go higher in our natural life, because if you look at the world, many people are pursuing houses and land and running after riches and wealth and running after material things, bless his name, and running after the things of the flesh, bless his name, and running after possessions. And God is saying tonight, if we seek him first and his righteousness, he will add the things that we're working so hard for. Some people have 2 and 3 jobs. They're soaring naturally, but their spiritual life is lying dormant. Now, God is saying on this night, and I'm quite sure those of you on the line might have heard this topic maybe last week sometime, maybe the other day, because I spoke to someone last night, and they said, God is saying, come up higher. And so God wants to hear and learn the eagle, what it's all about, because it defies the deity of God, the holy part of God. So if God put this in his character, that means it's important for us to understand that God is saying, I need you to start flying. I need you to get out your comfort zone. I need you to stop being complacent. I need you just to be watchful unto prayer, because this world is in trouble. Our children that go to the schools are in trouble. Bless his name. And so the first thing I'm going to go back to is the eagle flies alone. Eagles fly alone. Those who fly alone will have the strongest wings. What does God say? When you spend time by yourself and you seeking the face of God and you running after God and you have a relationship with God, you will have the strength that you need, hallelujah, to be able to fly, to be able to make a difference, to be a thermostat, to make a life change, glory be to God, to be an ambassador, to represent the kingdom of God. So don't be afraid to fly alone, God is saying tonight. Don't be afraid to walk alone, bless his name tonight. The reality is that people will not understand your dream. They didn't understand Joseph's dream. We said that on last night, but I talked to share it with you again. They might understand the visions God gives you concerning ministry, concerning a marriage or business. They might not understand. They will not even support you. When you're looking for your friends and family or those who you think had your back that were laughing in your face and acting as if they here, they might not even support you, because people will get jealous of you when they see you going up higher. When they see God using you, jealousy will arise and you'll find a vision coming. There will be some naysayers, some negative people, some haters, but we got to get used to those things, because Joseph was hated. Hallelujah, Jesus. He went through a whole lot. He was sold into slavery by his own family, his own brothers. So don't be surprised when your family come up against you and you start to soar like an eagle. Joseph, my God, had dreams, and they were so blessed that all of the family, all of his brothers and his dad understood dreams. All of them had the interpretation of dreams. And so you might have somebody, when you tell your dream, they might understand. When you don't understand what you're saying, and they might kind of have some type of feeling against you, bless his name. So we got to be careful when we're trying to get somewhere in God to who we're hanging out with. And sometimes you just have to fly alone by yourself. If you tell people about your vision or dream, they will stop you and bring you down. How many know that's true tonight? You got to be careful who you tell your dreams and visions to, because they just might be the one that Satan will use to stop you from going to the next level. They can't understand. They cannot understand what God is doing in your life. How many of you have been there before where people misunderstand your authority in God? They misunderstand the way God used you. They misunderstand your gift, hallelujah, and your calling, glory be to God. They misunderstand, my God, your prophetic unction. They just might misunderstand the way you pray. praise. They might misunderstand your worship. Glory be to God. They might misunderstand why you got to do all of that. You don't have to do, you don't have to praise God like that. They just might misunderstand, but they don't know where the Lord has brought you from. They don't know what you've been through, and now you're trying to mount up on wings like eagles, and so you have the devil using people to bring you back down. Bless his name. And so we've got to be careful. They can't see the opportunities you think they have, or they think you have, which means that you have to walk alone. You have to fly above the negativity. You have to start your journey alone. Bless his name. How many of you know tonight, especially if you have the call of a prophet or a prophetess, your walk is one of loneliness. Yes, God, your walk is one of loneliness. A prophet or a prophetess, hallelujah, walks all by themselves. Look at the apostles and prophets of old. Glory to God. They were all alone, my God, because the messages sometimes God gives you, people are not going to hear you. They won't want to hear you. They're going to have a complaint that you're always talking about judgment and wrath. Sometimes that's the message God gives you. Jeremiah, them was hated. They was hated because the messages were not pretty. Why it was not pretty? Because God was tired of the sin of the people. And so you got to be careful and try to walk alone. If you learn to fly, to walk or walk alone, you will be the strongest and most powerful person upon the face of the earth. Look at Moses, bless his name. God had to call him out and call him alone. And he spent 40 days in the mountain without food, my God, in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. And when he came down, he was, hallelujah, tonight, he was fully equipped. He was ready to fly. He was ready to mount up on wings like eagles. We look at Jesus Christ. God did the same thing. He pulled him away, and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But he was led to be mounted up on wings like eagles. And when he came out of that desert, bless his name, he was ready for ministry. And so when you're getting ready for ministry, you got to walk alone. You got to spend time with God. You got to know him. You got to be intimate with him. You got to have a relationship that when you come out from the backside of the desert, you will be fully equipped where signs and wonder will follow you. Bless his name. Everyone has the power to touch the sky, but not everyone dares to touch the sky. It's a difference when you have it, but it makes a complete difference when you use it. You can have the power, and people can say, boy, you're powerful, but what are you doing with the power that God has given you? You will never recognize the kind of power you have on the inside if you don't fly alone. Sometimes you just got to get away to see what God has invested in you, bless his name, so that when he sends you out in the public, then they will know that you've been spending some quality time in the presence of Almighty God, because the fire of God is over by Shatta, will overtake your life, bless his name, and the word of God is going to be in your belly like rivers of living oil, Shaman, the living water. When you fly above everything where nobody dares to go, you will meet some sky touches who will with full experience that you will be able to share your dreams with. And so when you get to the place where you're touching the sky, God will send people with the same mindset that you have. He will connect you. There will be a divine connection to the person that have the same dreams and goals you have, that have the same mindset you have. If you're connecting yourself with somebody that is not willing to fly and support you, then you need to break off running before you find yourself in trouble. They'll be willing to share the experience that you're going through with you. It's time to fly high, and it's time to fly alone. God is saying tonight, those of us who have been complacent and sitting down and waiting to hear from God, God said, I've already spoken to you. I've already given you dreams and visions. Now you need to do the work. Faith without work is dead. You may say, I have faith, but without stepping out there and allowing the Lord to use you, because when you make that first step, you'll find out if you step out and say, God will open the door so wide, it will blow your mind. I'm a living witness that Ben came in, coming here in the United States over 9 years ago without anything, just $25. And 9 years later, I'm here, and God has blessed me with a house and blessed me with a car, and God has been doing some things in my life because I made up my mind that I'm going to do this if I have to do it alone. So it's going to cost you to make some sacrifices, and sometimes you have to give up family. You have to walk away from friends. You might have to walk away from children, and we got to realize that the family is God, is our real family. But some of us stick more closer to our natural family than to the family of God. Bless his name. And we got to understand that God is saying it's time to get our priorities intact, our attitude intact. He used Isaiah chapter 14:31 as a guideline, which said, wait on the Lord to renew your strength. Wait on him. Some of us don't want to wait. Some people find out that they have a call, and in the next year or the next month, they already become an apostle. They already become a functioning prophet. They already have the ministry open. And because they did not go through the process of training, they did not go through the process, my God, like the eagle had to go through a process to renew their strength. They had to mount up to the sun, hallelujah, that scale of that old eye, that old blindness, because they get blind after a while, and so they go to the sun, and the sun will scorch their eyes, and then they will dive back down into the water, and they're becoming up new. Their eyes are restored. And so God's saying today, tonight, that it is time to renew your strength like the eagle. Let him be the one to mount you up on wings as an eagle. Don't do it yourself. Don't run out in ministry before your time. Don't let a prophetic word from someone cause you to go out there and start a ministry before God has fully equipped you. Jesus had to be equipped. Moses had to be equipped. You got to spend some time in training. You, as a police officer, cannot just get up and say, today I am a police officer, or tomorrow. It may take them years of training, maybe months of training. But what God is saying, we need to wait on him to mount us up on wings like eagles. If you wait, you will not get weary and tired. You will walk and not faint. Bless his name. That's what the word of God says. And so many people are weary and tired when it comes to ministry and the things of the Lord, because they move out too fast. And then not only that, but you would find out the enemy will attack you when God do send you. You will get an attack from the left, the right, and the center, because Satan know, hallelujah, that if you come forth, that the kingdom of heaven will be full with people. And he know that his kingdom will be torn down. So his thing is to weary you. Weary and tired are two demonic forces that are assigned to the saints of God to stop us from moving to the next level, to stop us from mounting up on wings like eagles, to try and make us faint and get weary along this walk with God. Psalms 91:4 says, he shall cover you with his feathers. Listen to God tonight. And under his wings shall you trust. His truth, which is his word, shall be your shield and buckler. And who is the word? Jesus. So what he's saying, Jesus shall be your protection. Jesus shall be your strength. He said he shall cover you with his feathers. God have feathers. God have wings. Bless his name. Just like the eagles. Eagles, the angels have wings, hallelujah, just like the eagles, my God. And one day the Bible says we shall be just like the angels in heaven. Glory be to God. And it says, under his wings shall you trust. God is saying, I need you to trust me. Like a chick cover her hands under her wings. Glory be to God. God is saying, I have you covered. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to get all bottled out of shape. Bless his name. He said, just trust Jesus. Just trust my word, and what is going to happen? Your shield and your buckler, which means you are going to be fully protected. And no demon or no devil can break through the wings of God. No demon or no devil can come against God when he has you fully protected. The second point in the eagle, eagles love the storm. That was the first point. The second point is the eagle loves the storm. When birds find shelter during the rain and the storm, They try to avoid rain and storms. They look for shelter. The eagles are the birds that welcomes the rain and the storm. They don't run and hide. They run into the storm and they run into the rain. They are excited to go through the challenges. They love to fly high during the storm. What God is saying, welcome the storm and the trials that you're going through. Don't complain and murmur. Don't turn away from it. Welcome it. Welcome the challenges that Satan will bring against you. And watch God move on your behalf. Far above the clouds. They like to fly far above the clouds. How many of you know when you go through your time of testing and trials, when God bring you out, you'll be far above the clouds. You'll be far above everybody else. Everybody else will try to wonder, how did you get there? What did you do for this anointing? The anointing is going to cost you a price. Anointing is going to cost you to give up some things. Glory be to God. When you're talking about coming up high and flying above the clouds, it's talking about the anointing. And God is saying tonight that it's time to come up higher in the anointing. Hallelujah. Stop being in the same seat of do nothing and being comfortable in your same position for 10 years and 20 years. It's time to fly. Bless his name. In this way, they grow strong and more powerful. So don't run from the challenges in your life. Instead of running and murmuring and complaining, welcome them, God is saying tonight. It is the right time to get excited. During your hard times, give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give him thanks and find out what will happen. When you have this kind of attitude, you will grow faster. God will bring you out stronger. You will become wiser and more powerful. Hear God on tonight. The more you face challenges, it will open doors for greater opportunities. Bless his name tonight. And the more you will evolve into greatness. God wants to take us into greatness, but greatness is not coming just because you're praying. Just because you're a prayer warrior, just because you know how to worship and praise and preach a good sermon. Greatness comes through your trials. Greatness comes through your struggles. Greatness comes through, my God, persecution sometimes. Point three is the eagle always have great vision. Having excellent vision and concentration is the most important thing in your life to accomplish the things you need for your life. If this is a time that we got to pray for God to give us a spiritual insight and hindsight, spiritual eyes, because deception is out there. We need spiritual ears to hear God and spiritual eyes to see. So we need an excellent vision, not only with the eyes, but concerning your ministry and whatever goals that you set, whatever vision God has given you, is you now need to concentrate. It is the most important thing in your life. Whatever it is that is important in your life, you need to have a vision for that. To accomplish it, you need a vision. Do never move out without a vision. The Bible said, write the vision and make it plain. Put it down on tablets. If God give you a vision, he said, write it down. Eagles only focus on their goals, not on fear. Hallelujah. God is saying, focus on your goals. Stop being afraid to get out of the box. Stop being afraid to step out on faith. God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and we have a sound mind. After the eagle set their eyes on their target, their vision becomes very clear. Focus on what God is saying. And when you focus on that, God said, I will make it plain to you. I will make it clearer to you. But you got to focus on that one thing that God has given you for a vision. The eagles don't take the eyes off the target. They remain focused on the object until they get it. And so he said, pay attention. Be watchful. Watch and pray. Don't get distracted. Focus on the object that is before you. Focus on the visions and the dreams that is before you. It's like a laser. When they focus on that thing, you know how a laser works. You know a laser gun. A laser gun will target at exactly what it's going after. And so that's the way an eagle eye is. They focus on that. They are targeting something. They don't lose focus. And so God is saying tonight, be a laser. Don't lose focus. When you use a laser, when you use a laser, it will limit your distraction. Why? Because you're focused on one position, and it will cause you to achieve your goal. So those who concentrate on one thing at a time will advance in everything they do. So you have to stay focused no matter what obstacle that Satan put in your way. Number four, the eagles don't eat dead old things. Other birds eat whatever they desire, whether it's dead or not. Crows eat garbage. Eagles eat fresh prey. If you want an attitude like an eagle, don't waste your time and energy being stuck in the past. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because what's gone is gone, and what's done is done. You have to move on by letting the past go, people of God. Some people are stuck so much in the past that it is hindering their future. They have so much hatred and unforgiveness in that it's stopping what God really wants to do for them. Bless his name. Church hurt. Some people have been church hurt, and so they don't want nothing to do with church. They don't want nothing to do with God. They have a problem because the past is stopping them. You have many people that used to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they left because of what has happened. And God said, don't get stuck in the past. Don't let no one keep you and hinder you from achieving the goals of ministry or whatever God has given you to do. The two things that prevent us from happiness and success is by living in the past and watching other people. Take your eyes off people. He said, watch me. God wants us to watch his word. Watch what God is saying in his word. When we begin to watch what God is saying in his word, we will accomplish more. Hallelujah. An eagle doesn't focus on any of those things. And so God is saying to us, stop focusing on these things. The fifth point is the female eagle tests the level of commitment when they meet a male eagle. And this here is very important for people who are looking for mates, people who are desiring to get married. Watch the life of an eagle. This is an important thing because it deals with trust. Bless his name. Having trust in relationships, businesses and professional life and your private life. You must test the level of commitment of people that you intend to take as a partner. You can't just pick anyone at random and say, this is my husband or this is my wife. You got to know who you are dealing with. Eagles don't just pick any other eagle or any other bird. They are very specific when they are choosing. And we know that the Bible said a man that finds a wife. And so you have to be specific and know what God is saying. And you got to be able to have some trust in that person. You have to know that God has ordained that relationship. Number six, eagles trained heart. When it's time for the eagles to learn how to fly, the mother eagle makes the eaglets uncomfortable by moving all the things she placed in the nest. She would then throw the eaglets out of the nest. She does it every day until they learn how to fly, and they become fearless and grow stronger and eventually start flying on their own. And so if you look at that and watch God, God is going to make you uncomfortable when you start to get too comfortable, especially if you have a call on your life. He wants you to fly like the eagle. Bless his name, but you got to be tested. The mother eagle, hallelujah, had to test the little baby so that the little baby could become stronger to fly on its own. We are God's children. We are God's babies. And he's saying, I got to test you to see where your strength is. I got to make you uncomfortable because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're complacent and relaxed. Hallelujah. I've given you a work to do and you have yet to move on. So I'm going to make you uncomfortable by bringing some trouble up under you, by stirring up the heat up under you until you get out of your nest, until you get out of your comfort zone and start to fly like you should fly. It means that you have to train hard outside of your comfort zone. You have to face challenges every day. We have to go through hard times. That's the way you come forth stronger and more powerful. The lesson from the eagle is what we need to learn. Eagles fly alone in high at high altitude. Eagles don't fly with sparrows, ravens, or any small birds. Meaning, they stay away from narrow-minded people. That's what God is saying. Stay, the other birds are narrow-minded. God is saying to the eagles tonight, stay away from narrow-minded people, those that bring you down. Eagles fly with other eagles. It means you have to keep good company. Fly with those of the same mindset. Understand what God is saying tonight. Eagles have an accurate vision. They have the ability to focus on something as far as 3,107 miles. No matter what the obstacle, the eagle will not move his focus from that prey until he grabs it. What is God saying? Stay focused. Have an accurate vision. You know how many miles that is? 3,107 miles. That is a sight to behold. God is saying it's time for you to open your eyes and see beyond the four walls. See beyond the vision and dream. See beyond the things that had you stagnated and stuck in the same position. If you're stuck and stagnated and you want to go higher, God said you have to look beyond where you are now. You have to go beyond. You have to trust him to take you through, my God, on tonight. Meaning, have a vision. What it means is that have a vision and remain focused no matter what the obstacle, you will succeed. When you're focused, you have to succeed. Number three, the eagles do not eat dead things. They feed on fresh prey. Do not rely on your past success. Keep looking for new opportunities to conquer, God is saying tonight. Leave your past where it belongs in the past. When clouds, number four is, when clouds gather, the eagle gets excited. It uses the storm to lift itself up higher. When it finds the wind of the storm, the eagle, hallelujah tonight, glory to God, yes, Lord. The eagle uses the raging storm to lift itself above the clouds. This gives the eagle the opportunity to glide and rest its wings while the other birds hide in the branches and the leaves of the tree. And so what is God is saying tonight? Use the storms in your life to come up higher. Glory be to God. Use the storms in your life to ride above it, ride above these storms. The eagle glide in the storm. It stretches wings out. God is saying it's time for you to rest and stop struggling. It's time for you to just rest in me and let me glide you to what you're going through. Let me bring you to what you're dealing with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Rest on my wings tonight, and I'm going to bring you to the storm, to that struggle, to that test, in the family, in your home, in the ministry, on your job. Let me take you through the storms that you're dealing with tonight. Just rest in me. Hallelujah tonight. Number five, when the eagle grows old, they hurt themselves for their new feathers. So what happens is they change feathers. They don't keep the same old feathers, so they have to hurt themselves. As they age, his wings grow heavy, and it begins to go blind, as I was telling you before. And so as you grow older in ministry, in your natural life, you're going to find that changes begin to happen in your body. You can no longer do the same things you used to do. And so the eagle had a way of renewing their strength and renewing themselves. What they did to restore its youth, like God said, he restore your youth as the eagle. So what he does to restore its youth, the bird flies into the atmosphere of the sun, scorching sun. So what it does is scorches off the feathers. The sun, if you know we can't stand the sun, it's very hot. Children are dying in hot cars because their parents left them in the heat. So the eagle uses the sun, and the sun takes off all that old feather, and it takes off the tired eyes, because his eyes become old and dim. And then what it does, like I said before, it dives three times into a fountain emerging fully renewed. And so Jesus is the fountain, because the eagles dive into water, and so Jesus is the water of life. What he said, dive into me. Spend time in my in me. I am the fountain of living water. When you do this, I will restore your youth as the eagle. I will restore your eyesight. I will make you over again. I will make you whole, my God, on tonight. This meaning we occasionally need to shed old habits. So what the eagle does, what it's telling us tonight, share those old habits. Share those old attitudes. Share that old mindset. No matter how difficult things are, that glory to God on tonight. No matter how difficult it is, God is saying, share it. When the eagle shared his feathers and shared his eyes, God is saying, we need some things to come off. Share it. Get rid of the things that are keeping us bound and heavy and weighed down. Get rid of it. Things that burden us down or add no value to your life. Get rid of it. God said, let it go. If it's a person, let it go. If they are not bringing value to you, let it go. Finding a mate. Number six, when a female eagle meets a male eagle, she tests him for commitment. Bless his name. The eagle again be back at picking a mate. They don't just pick at random, but she have to test him. Meaning, whether in private life or business, one should test the commitment of the people intended for partnership. No matter which area of life you're dealing with, always test the person that you are going to deal with. In your business, in your workplace, whatever, especially in marriage. Don't trust no one you intend to marry until you have proven that their commitment is real. The next point is, eagle can live up to 30 years or more. A juvenile bald eagle reaches maturity around the age of 5 years old. This is also the time that the eagle will have finished changing the feather, the colorings, and the support and will sport the white head and tail feathers. The flight speed ranges between 35 and 44 miles per hour of a young eagle. And if you're driving in a car, you know 45 and 35 miles per hour is not that fast, but it's still a kind of a speed. The lifespan of the bald eagle is up to 30-plus years in the wild and 36 years in captivity. It will rise a new generation every year. And so God is saying tonight, this is a new generation that's rising up. And he needs some capable older people that is going to train the younger ones to rise up and become what God has them to be. We got to pay attention to this younger generation. This generation is mad and going out of order, disrespectful, don't care about obedience to nobody, will cuss you out in a minute. Oh, my God. And God is saying it's time now to focus on the younger generation the way the older eagles focus on the baby eaglets. Bless his name. Because he wants our children also to mount up. He wants our children to become something special in life. Since being on the endangered list, back in the 1970s, bald eagles have made an amazing comeback. And the numbers are increasing year by year. We look at Psalm chapter 91, 15 to 16. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You understand? And so what God is saying, he will give you long life like the eagle. He will deliver you like the eagle. Salvation will come to you. The eagle was saved. He received salvation by going to the sun and coming down in the fountain. We know tonight that Jesus is the sun. Glory be to God. And he is the fountain. And so God said, I'm going to satisfy you tonight if you just dip in the fountain and if you just look into the Son of God. He will deliver you. Because the eagles have the attribute of God who lives on the inside. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Glory, Jesus, help us tonight to understand, oh, glory to God, what you're saying. Because the eagles have the attributes of God who lives on the inside of us. We can have the attitude and the mindset of that eagle, bless his name, on tonight. The eagle has a very loud voice. The Bible says, and lift up your voice like a trumpet. And if you have the attitude of an eagle, there's no way when it's time for you to praise God, you can't even open your mouth or people can't even hear you. The eagle, if you are an eagle, your voice needs to be heard in Zion. This means that they have the same mate. The bald eagle are monogamous. We're talking about the bald eagle, which means that they have the same mate year after year. Even though each eagle may spend the winter on their own, a mating pair will continue to produce offspring every year unless one of the pair dies. When this happens, the remaining eagle will search for a new mate at the beginning of the next season. And so God is saying when someone dies or when your mate dies, you start looking again. Don't just get old. Don't just try to be alone. Bless his name. Let God lead you to someone. Let God, because especially when it comes to ministry, not that you have to be married, but it's a good thing to have a mate to stand by your side, to support you, to be there for you, to rub your feet or whatever you need. And so it's important because he made them and he wanted us to be complete with each other. Eagles stick together for the better or for worse. Until death, they are parted. So we're talking the eagle not only deal with ministry, but with our natural life, the way we should live naturally. They don't part. They don't leave. They don't divorce. They stay together no matter what. Now, some people might have to divorce because of circumstances, but they don't part. In this hour, people divorce or separated for any little reason. Marriage represents Christ and the church. Who he put together, let no man put asunder. No married couple should be separated unless it's to the point of violence or adultery. And that's the Bible gives consent for that. Find a mate. As is the case with many other bird species, the female bald eagle chooses who she wants to mate with. Now, that's something to tell Jesus about. She makes the choice. But they say woman don't choose. But in this case, she makes the choice to choose her mate. Huh? The female said, oh, glory to God. The female selects a male she likes. If she likes the look of the one that's flying with, when she's flying with. She even looking at the way this male eagle looks that she wants to fly with. During this process, she'll pick a stick and drop it to see if the male can catch it. Glory to God on tonight. If he does, she'll continue to pick larger sticks and fly higher, dropping the stick for the male to catch it. Bless his name. If the male fails to catch any of her dropped sticks, she'll fly away from him as a signal that he is not the one that she wants to mate with. The female will continue this testing until she finds a male bald eagle who can catch all of her sticks, and he is the one that she chooses to mate with. What God is saying tonight, ladies, just don't pick any man that comes in your face that sounds good, that sounds like he got it all together. He might have the house and the car. You got to test them to see if they can carry the anointing on their life, to see if they're going to support you in ministry. Because in some marriages, you have some men that become jealous of the woman. Bless his name. And so this eagle is a bird of wisdom that she drops this, glory to God, tonight, this stick. And if he don't catch it, then she say, you know what, I got to move on to a man that is qualified to carry my anointing, that is qualified to pray me through when I need Shatolabahosa, when I need somebody to pray with me. And when I'm sick, I need him to be there to rub my feet. I need him to be there to support me in every area. See, you need support. The eagle was finding someone that would support her when she is in need. Bless his name tonight. And so God is dealing with every area when it comes to the eagle. The courtship ritual may also include the death spiral. And so what they do is they start spiraling and heading for the ground. This is when eagles will interlock their talons while high in the air. They spiral down to full flight and disengage from each other before hitting the ground. And so the both of them come together and they would shoot to the ground, and before they hit, they would depart from each other and they would fly back up. That's another test they would go through to see if they are compatible. Because if you in trouble, will he hold you? Glory be to God. If you in trouble, will he be there to the end? Glory be to God. Is he willing to lay down his life for you? God is saying a man ought to lay down his life for his wife. Don't find somebody that when trouble comes, you all alone. Bless his name is what God is saying tonight. Glory be to God. Meaning, you when you're trying to find the right mate, take them through a test to see if they will stay with you when you hit rock bottom on both sides, whether the male or female. Are they going to stick with you when all hell breaks loose? Will they be willing to die with you or for you when all hell is breaking loose in the marriage or in your home? Make sure it's the right person. We're talking about building a nest. Once a mated pair has bonded, they'll start to build a nest. Eagles' nests are called eyries. These are built out of twigs, corn stalks, and sticks on the top of very tall trees. A lot of eagles' pairs will return to the same nest year after year. Each year, they may add additional sticks onto the nest and also reline the interior of the nest with grass, moss, corn stalks, and even some of their own downy feathers. Like the eagles, when you find the right mate, they will help build the home together, not have your own monies or hiding things from each other, things from one another. This is a sign of unity. Bless his name. And so God is saying, when you come together, build your home together. Is not my money, or especially the women, or you got to give me money, but I'm keeping my money to myself. That's not the way God designed marriage. Glory be to God. The eagles build together. They stick together. They uplift each other. This continuous renovation of the nest means that eventually an eagle's nest can be huge with a diameter of around 6 feet and a height of 6 feet as well. And so when they're building a nest, they're building a split-level house, you would call it. They're building a condominium, you may call it. My God, this massive nest can easily weigh over a ton. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight. In fact, bald eagles have the largest nest of all North America birds. And so can you imagine these eagles building something that weighs a whole ton? A house for their children. A house for their eaglets to protect them. And that's what parents do with their children. You are responsible for building your home and taking care of your kids. Meaning you might have to start off small. They started off small, but you can continue to stay together and build a relationship. Build your home until it grows, until God opens the door. Bless his name tonight. Together, you are better. The apostle told us we are better and stronger together. And so that's the life of the eagle. They are better. They're showing us tonight through their life that they are better and stronger together. Through their attitude that they are stronger and better together, even in marriage. You can have a massive home and lifestyle just like the eagle because you have the same mindset. And that's what it all boils down to, your mindset. Make sure you're on one accord with that person. Bless his name. Psalms 115:14-15 says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. 1 Chronicles 4 of Jabez and his prayers, it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And so God is saying tonight that I'm ready to enlarge you. I'm ready to expand you. But you got to have the mindset and the attitude to work together. You can't do it by yourself. When there's unity in marriage, this is what God will do. I declare increase tonight, and I declare unity tonight over the land and each home represented and each marriage represented tonight, and the blessings of over every marriage that is to come. Bless his name. Those of you who are thinking about getting married. The nest in sight. Now, the eagle's nest or Aries is high in a tree on a rocky ledge where it cannot be reached by any animals. You see how wise these birds are? The precautions is necessary because young eaglets remain helpless for a long period of time. The best nesting site that eagles prefer are very tall trees that are situated near a large body of water, such as a lake or river. The bald eagle lives where there are rivers, lakes, marshes, sea coasts, forests, valleys, and mountain regions. They choose life by staying by the water. And Psalms 1:3 said, we shall be like trees planted by rivers of living waters that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So there's something about the water for the eagles. And God is saying tonight, in order to mount up a wings like eagles, you got to stay in the living water. You got to stay connected to the spirit of the living waters. And that living water is Jesus on tonight. Bless his name. So water to us is very valuable. Our bodies are made up probably 80% water more than anything else. John chapter 7 and 38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so something special about the water that God is saying tonight, it will flow out of you, out of your belly on tonight. God wants us to put on that eagle attitude and mentality. God is saying it's time for you to act like me. The eagle is in the deity, it represents the deity. It's a part of God. And God said, I need you to have that attitude and mentality. The eagles prefer nesting trees. The eagle prefers nesting trees that are between 50 and 125 feet tall. Job chapter 39:28-30, it says, the eagle, she dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. And so not only do they go up high to protect their young, but they see far when you go up higher. And so God said, the higher you come, the more your eyes will open and you will begin to see. But you got to come out of the same level. You got to come up higher, mount up on wings like eagles. When you're high upon the rock, Jesus, who is that rock, bless his name tonight, Holy Ghost. When you are dwelling and abiding in the rock who is Jesus, you can see far off, afar off. When we lose ourselves in Jesus, our spiritual eyes will be open. Like the eyes of the eagle, we will see the enemy afar off. Bless his name tonight. The nest is normally situated in the fork, the tree. They find a tree that is shaped like a fork of the tree close to the trunk and about three quarters of the way up the height of the tree. This gives the bird a good vantage point to search for food and is high enough to keep predators away. And so if you want a move of God, if you want God to Jehovah Jireh to provide for you, hallelujah, and to meet your need, God is saying, you got to come up higher and you got to learn to trust me to be your provider. By picking a high place in the tree, the eagles is teaching us that, ooh, glory to God tonight, that it's time to expand our mindset. Stop thinking small, people of God, tonight. Take your mind out of the box. You can see, achieve, or progress if you don't come up higher. The eagle was high on a secret place. The They felt protected. They were able to see their enemies. They were in a secret place, so they was protected. The Bible says in Psalms 91, blesses them tonight, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2 said, I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. God is saying tonight, hallelujah, God, oh my God, hallelujah, God, tonight, that we are under his shadow, under his protective custody. His wings is the shadow he is talking about tonight. It is our protection as the wings of the eagles protect their little ones. So is the wings of Jesus our protection. Bless his name tonight. They made their nest in the middle of the tree trunk, which is the fork, as a place of refuge. Bless his name. They are able to see provision from a distance. Hallelujah. When you get to the place in God where you're intimate with him, he will be your, he will watch over you and meet every need that you have. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah tonight. Glory be to God, laying and incubating the egg. The female eagle will lay her eggs around 5 to 10 days after mating. She normally lays 2 eggs, sometime around 3 to 6 days apart. The eggs are the white in color and weigh around 4 ounces. They're normally around 2 inches wide and 3 inches long. Both the male and the female eagle will take turns in incubating the egg to keep them warm. Men should not leave, meaning men should not leave the women to take care of the family or the kids by themselves, because the eagles do it together. While one sit on the nest, the other will hunt for food or stand guard to watch for the predators. If the wife is working, all the burden of taking of the care, if the wife is working, all the burden of taking care of the kids and the house should not be for her alone. You two become one flesh. And so the man should help out where he can. It takes around 35 days before the eggs hatch. Using the egg that is laid first will be the first one to hatch, followed by the second egg. And I'm going to skip through that because I need to get down here. On Psalms 91, he says, he shall cover thee with his feathers. But what I want to see, look at is, just like God, the eagle has very powerful wings and very long feathers with beautiful colors. This is describing the way God looks. This is describing the way God looks. He can cover the whole world with his wings and his feathers, which is so powerful. There is no words to describe the beauty of God. So when you look at the colors of the eagle's wing and you look at God, he's saying just as beautiful as the wings of an eagle is, that's how beautiful I am. And just the way the eagles can cover, hallelujah, her eaglets, God is saying, I can cover you, and I'm covering you in this season. Bless his name. Both parents are responsible for the children. The woman should not carry the load of taking care of the home and the kids by herself. Like I said before, when your kids get to a certain age, around 12 weeks of age, the eaglets are ready to start becoming fledglings. At this point, the feathers have turned brown and a lot of white markings. Their wings now start to grow strong to catch the wind. What this means is when your kids get to a certain age where they are starting to mature, it means they are strong enough to do something beneficial for themselves. It's at around this stage that the parent eagles start providing as much food for the eaglets to encourage them to start leaving the nest. The young eaglet soon realized that it might be time to leave the comfort of the nest. What this means is that parents need to stop spoiling their kids, especially the male child. Let them go and learn to survive on their own. Give them a little, but don't allow their total dependency to be on you. Another thing is that I'm coming to a close. They slowly make their way into the branches that are near the nest. Then they step off the branch and start learning how to fly. They might make a few awkward attempts at the first, but their parents are always nearby to watch their progress. meaning parents need to learn from the eagles how to stop holding on to your kids. Let these children go when they need to go. If they fall, help them get up. Help them to walk into their full potential, but don't take completely over. During this learning, during this the fly phase, the fledglings will return to the nest several times until they learn to refine their flying skills. The parents will continue to provide some food for the young eaglets until they are proficient in hunting for their own. What this means is while your kids are learning to develop their skills, be there for them even if they mess up. Don't give up on them. They may get some bumps and bruises. Experience is the best teacher for your kids. It will make them a better and stronger and more productive person. Learning to hunt effectively can take 4 to 12 weeks. After about 120 days, the young eaglets will be as large as their parents. What this means is that it may take a year, much longer than you expect. But don't give up on your children or when they're going through. Go through the process with them. Don't stop praying. Don't stop trusting. Don't stop encouraging them and believing God for your children's deliverance. And so we see here that they deal with everything, and when it's time for them to leave, when they leave home, don't worry about them. This is a time where they're going through their changes to bring them into maturity. Just how the eagle's feather go through a lot of changes, they might have to go through and face the changes and challenges in their life. They're learning how to be independent of parents and other people. Like the young eaglets grew up and went on their own and went through changes. God uses the example of an eagle to open our eyes to see the steps that we must go, hallelujah tonight, that we must go through in our lives. He said that we should mount up on wings as an eagle, but there is a waiting period, a process we have to go through. We will be tested and we will be tried. You will have to go through the fire, through the water, go through temptation, sicknesses and pain. You may, oh glory to God, go through disappointment, roadblocks, setbacks, all hell may be breaking loose, glow shatter. While we are waiting on the Lord for him to mount us up on wings like eagles, our children may face a lot of challenges. So if you see them going through, my God, it has to happen for them to come, hallelujah, into what God has called them into. It's not going to kill them. Bless his name, oh glory to God, tonight. It's not going to happen by you trying to hold them back or protect them, but it will happen by you teaching them how to survive, my God, on tonight. And I'm done on tonight. And so God is saying tonight to the life of the eagle, hallelujah, on tonight, that I need you to watch the life of the eagle. I need you to watch how I trained that eagle, how I made that eagle. And God said, run after me. Do what I want you to do. Glory be to God. And some of you on the line tonight, I believe God is talking to some of us tonight. I believe that you can find yourself someplace in this message on tonight. Hallelujah, tonight. And God is saying, it's time to come up higher. It's time to let it go. Glory be to God. And so if you're here tonight and the message has registered in your spirit, anything that was said tonight from the mouth of God that hit your spirit, God is saying, I'm speaking to you tonight. I'm talking to you tonight. And may the Spirit of the Lord convict us on tonight. May the Spirit of the Lord minister to us tonight, because God is saying, it's time to come up higher. It's time to make a change. It's time to strip off the oil and put on the new. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight. Hey, shout up higher. Yes, God, it's time. God is saying it's time. So no matter what you go through tonight, and if you're here tonight and you know that you're struggling, you know that you should be in another level, you know that you've been stopped and you've been blocked. You're pushing and you're doing your best. You're fighting for your children. You're praying, but things seem to be happening wrong. Well, we can come together with the PNN prayer partners, with the advisors, and we can stand in agreement with you tonight that whatever has been holding you back, Whatever it is that God spoke to you and you have yet to move because you don't know what to do, God is speaking to you tonight. You may press *6 and you can come on tonight. Glory be to God, because I know I find myself in this message tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory to God. And so the line is open to you, you and you. Whoever you are tonight, that you know God is speaking. That means he wants another level for you. He has another level for you. He has growth for you. You may now come forth and we will stand in the gap for you, in agreement with you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for the word, woman of God. I do find myself look like I'm Elder Packer, and I guess y'all say I call in all the time, but amen, I'm going to be in the prayer line, amen. Amen. So I guess I find myself stuck, too. So I'm asking for prayer to be unstuck, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I can identify with you, woman of God, because I find myself in a stuck place one time ago where I even backslid for 3 years. Oh, I shandled up a whole sire. I found myself in a stuck place. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. When God said go, and I find an excuse not to go, bless his name. And so the stuck place might be something that God tell us to do and we didn't do, bless his name. And tonight I'm standing in agreement with you in the name of Jesus. The devil is a lie and the truth was never in him from the very beginning. And as I'm standing in agreement with you with the PNN prayer line and whoever has faith on this line tonight that would help me pray for this woman of God tonight, that God would pull her up and mount her up on wings like this eagle tonight, that God would intervene and interrupt, my God, the plan of the devil on your behalf. We bind the works of darkness and we bind the will of the enemy that's been sent to keep you stuck and stagnated, going around the mountain, hallelujah, God, not seeing any progress. We come up against it tonight and we render powerless and useless every demonic force and every demonic assignment that has been assigned, my God, to keep you stuck in the same position. This is the hour and the time and the season where God is saying he's going to mount you up on wings like eagle because of your desire on tonight, hallelujah. Like you said, people might think you're all always coming for prayer, but guess what? God said we have to pray without ceasing. This is not the time to stop praying. Glory be to God. I know I need some prayer. I need somebody to pray with me. I need somebody to pray me through. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says, when we think we stand, we must take heed, because we just can fall. Bless his name tonight. But I declare, as I stand in agreement with you tonight, that this is your season. Hallelujah. And this is your time. Glory be to God. God, for the desires of your heart to be fulfilled, for the desires of the spiritual realm to be fulfilled in your life, that God would open your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears like never before. That God, my God, I declare that you will have an encounter with God, that you will have a visitation from God in the name of Jesus. So God, that you will run and not get weary, and you will walk and not faint. This is your coming higher season. This is your coming out season, said the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for strength now. I thank you right now, God, for what you're about to do. I thank you, God, for bringing us true, Lord God, even as you knew the strength of the eagle. God, that you renew her strength tonight. Lord God, we need your shamanda. Release your anointing now. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it be in her belly. Let the fire of God be in her mouth. Let it be in her hands and her feet. Let rivers of living water begin to flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that she would have a praise on the inside in the name of Jesus, that her worship will begin to change, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that she had the mind of Jesus. She had the mind of the Spirit, and she would speak as an oracle of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for this available vessel tonight, for this willing worker tonight that is running after the heart of God. Father, I thank you, God, that everything that the devil have hold of, we declare a release now in our finances. We declare a release now in our family. We declare a release now over our mind. We declare a release now healing our body in the echo shop. In the name of Mokoshanda, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you now for moving, not by power nor by might, but it is by the Spirit. Oh, glory to God, Osha, the Spirit of the living God. Woman of God, God say run. God say run for me. Hallelujah, Zikato Shamanda. He said, I got you, Oshamanda Rahaya. He said, I'm going to give you hind feet in the name of Jesus. That you're going to begin to hear my voice a little clearer in this last hour. He said, the more you spend time with me, the more I will speak to you and give you directions. Glory be to God, Shamanoro Bahosa. For greatness is on the inside of you. You shall live and not die, but live and declare the works of Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall receive miracles, oh God, they shall recover. And so, God, I thank you that the ministry that is on the inside, that is lying dormant, I call it forth. I call it forth now. I call it forth now. Anointing of the living God, anointing of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost invade our life. Holy Ghost exaggerate our life. Holy Ghost engulf us now in your body. In your presence, oh God, thank you, Lord God, for doing a new thing in all God in her life. And glory be the God that she would have the mind and the attitude of that eagle, God. Hey, God, oh, Shamandoro Bahosa, that you would spread her wide and you would spread her high, oh, God, that you are the lifter up of her head. And now, Master God, I thank you for hearing this cry tonight. As I make this declaration, I decree, God, manifestation will take place in your life. Oh, God, I thank you. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, and I seal it right now. I seal this prayer with the blood. Oh, I seal it with the koshata. Oh, Rabbo Hosham, the Rosha. Thank you, Rabbo Koshande.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Shamande. Oh, God, and Amasaya. In the name of Jesus, God, say you have the victory. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For fresh oil.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You in this hour. Ooh, Jesus. Hey, God. Thank you for the fresh oil of your anointing.
Yes,
Lord. Hey, Jesus. I thank you, God.
Yes,
glory to God. We do give you today, Koshamanda, the praise, God. It's time to come out of the place, the seat of complacency. So many in the body of Christ, we are complacent. God say, come up higher. Stop being so relaxed, glory be to God. Stop being so comfortable, my God. Have a passion for me, said the Lord. Have a passion for ministry, the Bahoshanda. Have a passion for prayer, Baba Shikia. Have a passion for my word, Bahosha. Have a passion to seek my face in Akea. Have a passion for the kingdom, Mahosha. Have a passion for my will. Oh, my Shekhamdur, Mahosha. God is looking for passionate people. God is looking for passionate people. He is looking for dedicated people. He is looking for committed people. Oh, Rabashanda. Oh, Bashanda, Mahosha. Yes, God, he's looking for people. He is looking for available vessels. Are we available tonight on this line? Are we available for God to use? Hallelujah, Jesus, are we available? What excuses do we have tonight? Are we too busy tonight? Oh, Rabbi Kasham, the Rabbi Hosha. Oh, God, Rabbi Hosha, King. Oh, God can't do it unless we make ourselves available. God is not going to force us. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Gosh,
yes,
no word to go to Hoshata.
Yes,
no word.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Let us be changed, oh God. Transform our mind.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Transform our minds, God.
Yes, yes.
God is calling somebody tonight. God is calling somebody's name tonight. My God, you work for me.
Yes,
I work for you. The master have need of somebody tonight. If you're not saved, God, I have need of you tonight, O Shadabahaya. If you're not where you should be, God, send the master, I have need of you in this hour. Make yourself available. Don't just come to the line and leave the same. Don't just come to hear a message and leave the same.
Jesus.
But leave change in the Messiah. Leave Omando,
Shekeremos.
Oh, God. Tomorrow is not promised to one of us. Now is the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If you hear his
Jesus.
Voice, don't harden your heart. Oh, God, I ask the Jesus tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, the Boucher. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, God. Receive the glory and the praise tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Master.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
sir. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Master Jesus. Oh, draw me nearer. Oh, nearer, blessed Lord. To the cross where thou hast died. Yes, God. Draw me nearer. Oh, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, draw me, draw me, draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you, yes, God, draw me. Draw, oh God, me Lord, yes God. I'll come running after you. God,
yes,
I want somebody to come running after him. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, God help me tonight, though. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight. Thank God for that message because it was beautiful.
Amen. Father, praise.
My prayer is that the Lord, that I'm available to the Lord, and I want to come closer.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, go, Shatabahai.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, give us a desperation.
Oh,
crying out tonight, oh God. Coming up to you tonight. Woman, will the banana man shekaya? And I stand in agreement with you, Robo Koshana. That God would draw you nearer, and that God would draw you closer than you've ever been before. Draw her closer, Jesus, than you've ever been before. Draw her, Jesus. Hallelujah tonight, God, as you've never been before. We need you, Lord. She need you. Oh, God, we're looking unto you, who is the author. I feel God stretching out in me. I feel the Holy Ghost stretching. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your honor, Jesus. Anoint her afresh, oh God. Fresh fire to the Bakoshana. Oh God, to Nanamandia. Yes, Lord God, we submit to your will. We submit to your way. We will trust you and obey. God, do it in our life now. From glory to glory, Lord. And from strength to strength, God. That she will never be the same. Yes, God. Oh, Holy Ghost, tonight. God, for what you're doing in the body of Christ, what you're doing in these women's lives, oh, for your glory, God, it's all about you, less of them and more of you. Oh, Rabba Koshim and Zenahaya. Oh,
Rabba
higher, higher, God, higher. Take a higher in you, Mansakoa. Higher in the Holy Ghost. Pentecostal power. Apostolic power. Be released tonight on this line, God. In the name of Jesus. It's time to go higher. It's time to come up. Said the Lord thy God. In the name of Shekana. Yes, Lord, tonight. God is calling somebody. Woman of God, God is going to do it in your life. God is about Shanda. I call this night resurrection. Directing now. Everything that is stagnated, be loose now. Everything that is hindered, you better loose it, devil. You hear me, Satan? I'm playing with you tonight. Loose God's people.
Jesus.
Let them go. In the name of Jesus. He told Shemanda, they're coming forth like pure gold. He called Norabosa, a decree, God, a tangible anointing of release tonight. Shut down the second heaven and release it tonight. And bring the work of darkness that has been released, oh God, released over their lives to nothing.
Yes. Ooh, glory.
And oh, shaking of a higher. PNN is your work, oh God. PNN was created by you. Have nothing to do with evangelists. This is about you,
yes,
Jesus.
Sir.
So you do the stripping. You do the touching. You do the changing. You do the anointing. Oh, God, tonight.
Yes,
you do the knocking up, oh, God.
Glory,
Abba. A pastor, a bishop, a missionary, an evangelist, a prophet, a prophetess, a minister, whatever name. Oh, God, on tonight. Mount up the wings. Come on up higher. Oh, shake it, my host.
Higher.
Glory.
Spread through this line tonight, Spirit of Almighty God. Every country, every nation, God. Oh, my chicken, they
came. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Even as the eagle need water. My God, the Boshamanda. Oh, most secure of Boshamanda. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Showing up.
Yes.
Thank you for touching these ladies' life. Thank you for making
thank
them
you,
making
Jesus.
Them to be different. They will make a day that they will shake, that they will make a difference in. Yes, God. Whew, Asha. Yes, God. Have your way tonight. That was
yes.
Need to be making, melted and molded all over again, God. In the Namasuku, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, Charabahuzai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your will, God. Your will, God. Your will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God, thank you. You're
yes,
worthy
Lord.
To be praised. Praise the Lord. Praise Him. He's worthy. Yes, God.
First of all, I just want to say I enjoyed the word so much. It was so good and so strong. And second of all, I just want to say I want to go higher. I want to be higher. I want to do more. I know I feel the Lord bringing me up and doing more in my life, but I want to go higher. I want to go higher in Him. I want to do a more bigger work for Him. You know, I just want to be strong and do a work for the Lord. So I pray in that. I ask y'all to pray for me that the Lord just bring me up higher, higher in Him.
Yes, 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 God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
God. Oh, God, you said to make her request be made known tonight. Oh, God, she come to make her request to be made known. She is not satisfied with where she is. Oh, God, she is not comfortable with where she are. And so, God, I come tonight, standing in agreement with others on this line, for this woman of God on tonight, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, even as you use the eagle as a symbol, God, of height, oh, God, and destiny, God, I declare over her life tonight that she's coming up higher, Lord God. The fact that she came to the line to say she needs more of you. And God, tonight, let it be the night, oh God, that you would touch her body right now. Touch her body now. Touch her spirit now. Let there be a connection, a divine connection in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing come down from the portals of glory.
Yes,
let it touch
yes,
from
God.
The top of her head. From the ocean, to let it touch her head right now. Oh, God, now
yes,
to the sole of your feet tonight. In the mother of Oshata. Messiah. In the name of Jesus, as we stand in the gap for you, I declare in the name of Jesus that this is your night of transformation. This is your night, Hatoshekia. Hallelujah, God, to be kadosh, to go to another level in the things of in the realm of the spirit, even no more Messiah. Even when you study the word, God says fresh revelation that I give unto you, Masaboshekea. Even when you begin to pray, God said, O Shamanda, the Holy Ghost will engulf your life and take over, because the Bible said he is the one that prayed for us. He understands the mind of God, and God said tonight that he's going to use you to speak his word in the name of Jesus, in season and out of season, line upon line and precept upon precept. But I declare tonight that this is your night, hallelujah, of elevation. God, you are the lifter up of our head. Lift our head high above our enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch your mind right now. Oh, Jesus, tonight. Oh, Holy Ghost, tonight. Oh, mighty God. She wants more of you. She desires a closer walk. There is no prayer that you have not answered. You said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are fervent in our prayers tonight. And so, God, let the koshamanda, let manifestation come forth. Hallelujah, God, as she entered the secret closet. Oh, God, speak to her mind. Oh, God, illuminate your spirit. Open her eyes and her head. In the name of Jesus, that you would hear what the Lord God. The Spirit is saying unto the noble Shekha. Who banshanda the Lord.
Yes, God.
Because I'm going to do a new thing in you. Because you desire it. I'm going to do a new thing. Oh, I'm doing a new thing. I will do a new thing, said the Lord. All of those who are thirsty after me. All of those who are hungry for me. I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. Passed away.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Like the eagle's wings and the eagle's eyes that were old, they were passed away and they came up with something new. Because everything that was hindering and stuck in and stagnated and keeping you in the old way or doing things in the old way, because I'm doing it new. It's got a new walk, a new worship, a new prayer life. New faith, a new trust in the whole. Oh, God in him. Hey, Katobosha.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. He's been catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. God, look and see, I made my ministers flame of fire. And so he said, catch on fire and begin to burn with my presence. Burn with my anointing. Burn with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God wants some burning ministers. He wants some flaming fires.
To
change the atmosphere, to change churches, to change ministries, to change lives, to change the drug addict, to change the drug dealers, to change the prostitute. Oh, God, oh, Shamanda.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, may the Lord rest upon you. Oh, God, in great measure, woman of God, that you wouldn't even know yourself again. Oh, Master God, you have an experience like Moses. Come, go in one way and come out a whole different way. In the name of Koshamandoro Bohosa.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. God, we give you praise for these available vessels. God, these available kushabaya who desire more from you. More kushatanabahaya. Great things in store for you, woman of God. Let's continue, God says. Stand still and see my salvation in your life. Jesus. Thank you, O God, for manifestation.
Jesus.
Oh, Oh, Master Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We do give you the praise tonight, God, for your word. Change us by the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Rabu Shamanda Roshike, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Sir Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Whew. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Mm. Yes,
thank you, sir. Thank you for showing up and showing off by your spirit tonight.
You're worthy.
You're worthy. Yes, sir, you're worthy, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
You're worthy, God, all the glory. Yes, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Be glorified, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Be glorified tonight in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Ah,
ooh,
yes, God.
Oh, Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Ah, yeah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I certainly tonight, glory to God, woman of God, I certainly come tonight, glory to God, desiring to go higher, glory to God, and I'm touching and agreeing, even as the prayers were going forth for the people of God, hey God, touching and believing, glory be to God, but I do put my petition in, glory to God, have many things that I'm, glory to God, looking to do, looking better before me, glory to God, at this time. And I tell you, I need the Lord. I need to go higher in order to grasp those things that the Lord put before me. Glory to God on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God.
We stand in agreement with you tonight, woman of God, woman of faith, woman of power. We stand, glory to God, in agreement with you tonight for all your dreams and your goals and the things that you desire to accomplish in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a time of manifestation and deliverance. In the name of Jesus for your life, glory be to God. Every vision, every dream, every accomplishment that God minister to your spirit, God is going to open the door. In fact, the door has already been opened unto you. Bless his name. PNN is just a stepping stone to the other doors, Bashata, that God is open and is getting ready to ora Bashande. So I declare tonight, as you have the boldness to come forward, the one who God used, that I need to go higher, then God is saying to the rest of us, we need to come up to her in the name of Jesus. And and I thank God right now for elevating you and lifting you up. In the name of Jesus, I declare, God, that every shut door the enemy has, it is opening now.
Whoa, obedience,
hallelujah. And your time, my God, that you put in every night, God, to be a Hosea on this line to encourage God's people. In the name of Jesus, I declare we stand in agreement. Hallelujah, God, that you will see manifestation.
Yes,
you will see God doing it, and he said, I'm going to do a quick work in your life.
I'm
working on it. You right now,
yes, Lord. Say, God,
your willingness, your obedience, your sacrifice,
yes,
kingdom
Lord.
Of Hosea, come to the Bahosa. Yes, Lord God,
yes, God, higher.
The doors are open the man shamda. Make the first step back come down the house.
Thank you,
Lord. When you go to Walmart, those places, you just step in front of the door and open automatically. Because the automatic doors.
Oh, yes, God. Ah.
Yes,
glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And every setback, every roadblock, we come up against it and we cover you with the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Seba. In
the
name of
Jesus. Everything that you're about to undertake with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against you.
Higher, higher.
God is the ability and the strength and the anointing to accomplish every desire of your heart will be met because you are in your
spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Vessel of honor in the name of Jesus. All that is making a difference in the world. Do it for your glory.
Jesus.
Do it for your name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
God.
Strengthening our inner joints. Strengthening our inner bodies. Strengthening our inner mind. We declare
Jesus.
Oh, the Marco Shamba.
Yes, Lord.
More visions and dreams.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, Abba Koshamda. Divine connections, God. Amen. Yes, God. For the vision, God. Even though it tarry, God, but this is the time to fulfill it. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. And we seal it. By the power that is in the blood of Jesus.